The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming in on hour number two.
Yeah.
Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is also brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. I've already given you something to consider, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, it's not completely without merit, I don't think. Let me give you something else. The UK Daily Mail reports that Joe D. DeGeneva, a one-time federal prosecutor, told radio host Laura Ingraham Tuesday that the FBI is still pending investigation of Clinton's email server, seems to have reached a critical mass. Further, a recommendation for prosecution would not only roil the presidential race, but it would put President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama into an unbelievably difficult position. And that's all well and good, but would such an indictment or even its serious consideration really put Obama into a difficult position? Or would it toss him into the briar patch that he wants? There's two things we know about Obama. One, he has an infinite capacity for self-delusion. And two, he hates Bill and Hillary Clinton. So here's a prediction. It may be stranger than fiction. If Clinton gets indicted, then Michelle Obama gets the Obama team's nod for the nomination. Now, could they actually pull this off? No. But the point is that they will think they can. Remember the confidence. One might even say arrogant confidence when they flew off to Copenhagen in order to get the Olympics for Chicago. And how flummoxed they were when the IOC gave them the back of their hand. Remember how confident he was that his 80-something speeches around the country would produce a groundswell of public opinion in favor of Obamacare. How certain he was his Cairo apology would have the Middle East running to learn at his knee. How certain she was of sainthood for insisting upon healthy school lunches. Just take a look at how both he and Michelle drip sticky condescension on any of the lesser minds who disagree with them. The fact is that Obama and his self-appointed dietary majordomo he's married to just don't operate in the real world at all. And so Hillary's going down in flames. They'll see an opportunity to offer the vast gushing majority of the little people, fans, who for the most part now exist only in their minds, another chance to cheer their greatness. in truth, their attitude toward the American people at large is much like the Dickensian landlord who is convinced that the commoners prayed each Sunday morning, God bless the squire and all his relations, and keep us in our proper stations. That's sort of an out-of-touch mindset with where the country is at this point, that it would trigger a lot of good theater inside the Democratic Party. A lot of really, really good theater. Thomas Lipson adds, I agree the Michelle for president is delusional, but we would note that a Michelle presidency offers a solution for a looming problem that has to be on Barack O's mind. What to do with his mother-in-law, Marion Robinson? To an astonishing extent, the fact the president is sharing the White House with his mother-in-law receives almost no media attention. But the White House is very large and has an even larger staff, creating plenty of room for maneuver. So the opportunities for friction are minimized. But no matter how large the speaking fees, the best-selling book royalties, and other lucrative things that are going to be available in his post-presidency, ex-President Obama is unlikely to have as much insulation from Mrs. Robinson, assuming she continues to live with him and Michelle. If she doesn't, then that raises the awkward question about kicking her out. The prospect of continuing to share the White House certainly offers an advantage in postponing that particular issue. I don't know why I felt that was funny. I just think it's funny. I do. That's why I read it verbatim. Because it's funny. It's funny stuff. Oh, gosh. Funny stuff. Not equally funny, but I mean, I'm going to tell you something. Don't mess with old people. Do not mess with old people. Don't. Thug named Michael Bontatus. Thug with a history of using violence to get his way. Tried to use it again on a 65-year-old Manchester, New Hampshire grandmother. Broke into her house, tried to mug her. Grandma pulled a .32-caliber handgun and shot him late Monday night. The woman who recounted the incident to news media Tuesday said she had a funny feeling. Once a dark-colored car started following her car, she pulled away from the mobile on the run and headed home to 640 South Porter Street, a three-story garden-style apartment building. She had just gotten off work as a poker dealer. All right. It's about 11:30 p.m. as she made her way to the building. She said a man exited the car, ran ahead of her, and blocked her path. As soon as he went to grab me with my left hand, I pulled the gun out and shot him. Didn't even think about it. I thought my safety was in danger. She asked that her name or image not be publicized. I am not happy about what happened. I wish I didn't have to do it, but my safety was my first priority. Bontatus was arrested at a nearby hospital, seeking treatment for the chest wound. Oh, gosh. The grandmother's decisive action earned her a lot of praise from both the mayor, Ted Gotsis, and police chief Nick Willard. Willard wanted to ensure that she felt safe after having to turn in her gun as evidence until the case concludes, and she replied that a friend had already loaned her another gun. The transfer of the loaner gun from one friend to another would have been illegal under the gun control laws being pushed by Moms Demand Action, Every Town for Gun Safety, and Barack Obama. Self-defense shooting occurred hours before President Obama's spiteful, tear-stained 40-minute rant outlining his planned executive orders at the time. Let's see. That lady, she says, honestly, I do not have a problem with background checks. Anything else he's trying to do, forget it. He'll never take our guns away, said the woman. Police said she had a proper license to carry a concealed weapon. She wore jeans with a small peace symbol sewed just above her right knee. She wore a fleece hat with hearts on it, two crosses around her neck. She said, I am a child of the 60s. That's pretty funny. I do like me. Don't mess with old people. Thugs don't mess with old people. They're not that easy of a mark. Okay. Now, I've been doing this for a few moons. Shouldn't we have a break beginning right about now? Or not? We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. This is the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio. Which means it is Lock and Loads. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. One thing you would have to say about Obama, he seems obsessed with making another gun buying spree happen. here's an example. Coming from Lauderdale County, and I don't know if this is in Florida, Lauderdale County. More than 60 people showed up in one day to get their pistol permit that week at the sheriff's office. The line's been long. Phone's been ringing off the hook since beginning of December. More than 500 people have requested concealed carry permits in Lauderdale County. It appears people are arming themselves left and right, Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton said. The sheriff believes there's a genuine concern about Second Amendment rights. He said residents seem to think those rights are eroding at the hands of politicians. This is hardly confined to Florida. Pennsylvania is also seeing a spike in first-time gun sales and permit applications. A central Pennsylvania county releases new numbers that show a big increase in concealed weapons permits issued. Union County Sheriff says many have never even held a pistol, let alone learned how to use it. Guns can be fun to shoot, but they are deadly in two circumstances that I can think of, in the hands of a criminal and when you don't know what you're doing with one. To say society is bad, and there are crazy people out there, according to Chris Habiger of Milton. Many in Union and surrounding counties have acted to protect themselves 24/7 by obtaining a concealed pistol permit. The Union County Sheriff's Office issued permits to about 170 citizens last month, more than double the number granted in December 2014. Only 72 were granted. Those who carry say times have changed for self-protection, family, as well as many things going on in the world, said Caleb Bainey. Bainey currently carries a concealed license issued by Union County, even though he works in nearby, and I'm going to do my best, Northumberland County. He also works in a little sportsman shop and has seen firsthand the demand for concealed carry permits. He said people come in every day and say things like, we just got our concealed carry licensed and we're looking for our first handgun, which happens on a daily basis. These very same basic stories of higher gun sales and higher concealed carry permit applications than in preceding years are the hallmark of a citizenry convinced that crime is on the rise and the government is increasingly becoming invasive and tyrannical. Violent crime is actually falling per capita. Homicide is at the lowest it's been since FBI began tracking that statistic 56 years ago, as are both per capita and total gun accidents. The declining accidental discharge rate is especially impressive considering the number of first-time gun owners that have arisen during the Obama administration, with young urban and female gun owners being by far the fastest-growing segment of the market. Semi-automatics are now the de facto choice for home defense, although you will see some five-shot revolvers out there all over the place. There's plenty of them. They're both popular for home defense and concealed carry. Second most popular gun to buy is AR-15s or AK-47s. The handguns... This is according to the people buying them, okay? The handguns are to protect from a criminal threat that seems to be declining, according to FBI data. The rifles are to protect from citizens from a federal government that seems intent on expanding its reach deeper into every part of our lives at the cost of our liberties. I'm not surprised by any of that. I'm not surprised by any of that. Now, one thing that I will point out is that it seems like the new people coming in and buying guns, the gun culture 2.0, if you will, they seem to be the ones driving both the increase in concealed carry and the increase in gun sales. And they also seem to be the ones pushing this idea that you need one gun to carry and one gun in case of the government. So that's interesting because there's a lot of older people, you know, and I'm part of the gun culture 1.0. I like to think of myself as gun culture 1.5, simply because gun culture 1.0, there's a lot of people in it that couldn't care less. I know people that have gotten their concealed carry permit that don't carry a gun. I don't even know why you'd go through that. Sit for that 8 hours. South Carolina, the concealed carry permit class is boring as dirt. It's like watching dirt dry. Is that even a phrase? It is now. Boring. Because it's primarily where you can't carry a gun. And they try to tell you, you know, some of these instructors will get out there and try to instill mindset into you, which is a folly. That's a folly. Mindset is not even something the military tries to teach you. They don't try to teach you mindset. They try to teach you repetition. They try to teach you steps in the hopes that when things do happen, you will think to yourself, I've got to go into the steps. Remember, one of the things you see them constantly yelling this in the movies. I never have seen it yelled any other place but the movies. But you'll see them saying, remember your training! So, it does not surprise me to see this happening. The nation is changing. And, you know, I on one hand, I sort of understand that Obama thinks that he can get whatever he wants because he got elected twice. He knows it wasn't by entirely the black race or the Hispanics or anybody else. It was a cross-section of the United States. He knows that because he couldn't get elected otherwise. So he thinks he is popular. He thinks he can do whatever he wants. Simply not the case. Simply not the case. We will see what we get out of all of this. We'll see what happens. We'll see if Hillary does get indicted. Hillary needs to be indicted. Somebody from this administration needs to be indicted. Pretty please. pretty please. I mean, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night if somebody from this administration does not get indicted. You know, I may be wishing upon a star, but I'm completely and totally okay with that. We will be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 303-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Welcome back. Ah, God. That's horrible, Musco. Musco in the chat room says, my biggest fear is that when I die, my wife will sell my firearms for what I told her that I paid for them. Welcome back. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right, I'm going to do this simply because I want to make sure that if he goes back and checks and everything else, that he will do this. There is a Facebook group called South Carolina Guns and Ammo, which is a closed group. And there are, there's a couple of replies to this, but there's this one cat named Mitchell Evans. And Mitchell said what the president did made sense to a rational person. Now, Mitchell is one of the things about the way radio is done nowadays is that there's a lot of anonymity in it there's going to be two kinds of people that listen to you if you're on radio. People that hate you and people that like you. Nobody listens to you if they couldn't care less. They're going to feel one way or the other. And so you have to learn how to handle the haters. Now, Mitchell turns out to be a hater. Mitchell has gotten on here. He says he owns 7 guns, but he doesn't want criminals to own 8. And he says if you are a legitimate gun owner, you should have no problems. Now, what Mitchell doesn't understand is that this is classic liberalism at play here. Classic liberalism at play. Which I will take this segment, Mitchell Evans, and I will SoundCloud it later, and I will upload it into this particular thread. See, whenever somebody gets out there and tells you that if you're a this or a that, you should have no problem, this is liberalism. This is them saying, I'm going to make your decisions for you. When you get out there and challenge them on that, then they come back at you with some other stuff. And what Mitchell has come up with is that I'm a racist, that I'm against Obama because Obama's black. And, you know, quite honestly, I couldn't care less that Obama's black. I can think of quite a few black men that I would vote for right now today if they somehow or other didn't self-destruct as they were going through their political picadillos, you know. I was a big Herman Cain supporter. Not because Herman was black, but Herman was fierce. I am still a supporter of Alan West, although I don't know what he's doing nowadays. I don't see him that much out there. I also, I also, Thomas Sowell, I believe, is one of the smartest men I've ever read, as Walter Williams. So, you know, my thing, and I'm not saying that just to prove I'm not a racist or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, I look at a lot of different stuff, and this is where somebody who knows nothing about anybody he's talking about comes in here and makes some things. So let me give you some of his stuff verbatim. Bill Frady, Bush did 36, and you had no problem with him because he looked like you. Talking about executive orders. Bill Clinton did 45, and then again, no complaints from the peanut gallery. Only when Obama does it do you feel a certain way. It all boils down to one thing. So here we go, trying to play the race card. And we're actually, Mitch, you're actually sort of weak at it, brother. You know. You're weak. You don't know who you're dealing with. Oh, here you go. Right there, son. Right there. Typing into him so he can get in on it. Maybe he'll come in here and want to call in. That would be good. He wouldn't be quite as much of a coward as I would think. But by the time he gets in here, he'll be, you know. It'll all be done. It'll all be done. Remember this. Whenever you have somebody coming up and telling you how to think, that should be a red flag. If you didn't already know that already, I can't imagine any of the ninjas not already knowing that. Can't imagine the first one. But I gave him a link. Maybe he'll click on it and we'll see what he gets. We'll see what he gets. Mitchell Evans. Coward. Hiding behind pictures of puppies. Cute puppies. I can't tell what breed they are. I think maybe Akita. Which I love Akita dogs. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. Nothing about him. He lives in Kelton, South Carolina. He's from Opa-locka, Florida. He has one friend. Oh, gosh. On Facebook, he has one friend. Can't play well with anybody. Maybe he's a dog breeder. I don't know. He's saying Fox News is reporting that the Philly attacker is a Philly native. Supposedly, he said that he did it because of Allah and the teachings of the Quran. And that's what the police commissioner said. And then the mayor said, of course not. It didn't have anything to do with Islam. Of course not. That's okay, Mitchell. I'm moving on. I'll print you up a transcript of what was going on. That'll happen later. I'm done playing with the Facebook people. I'm done playing with the haters. The haters are so hateful. They come in and they're no fun whatsoever. They get out there and they make all kinds of presumptions about certain things. This guy doesn't even know who I am. He's telling me I didn't mind this when this happened, and I didn't mind this when this happened. I don't even know who he is. Couldn't care less what he thinks. But he's such an easy target. Easy target. He's such an easy target out there. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the censure that Mississippi Congressman Steve Palazzo is proposing for the president. It's one of those things where, he wants to censure him for abuse of power. This is last year in office. Him doing anything and us doing anything to him in retaliation, that ship has sailed. Don't come out right now and start, Obama getting out and they're saying we have to do this out of a sense of urgency. It's your last year in office, yo. You had 7 years. You had the entirety of Congress. You could have gotten anything you wanted to do, and you were so intent on controlling, 1/6, 1/7, 1/5, whatever it is, whatever fraction it is, of the entire economy, that you could not take your eye off that prize, and you spent those 2 years getting that. Okay. Now you want gun control. Okay. Supposedly he is a Philly native. Anyway, we will be right back.
Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Gosh, that was fun. That was fun. Be sure and go to Facebook and search Mitchell Evans. Look at his puppies. Check out the puppies. Anyway, the executive actions on gun control have brought up some things where there are some people wanting to censure the president for this in his last year. Now, today he vetoed the House bill that was sent to him from the House and the Senate, repealing Obamacare and defunding Planned Parenthood. The censure, I don't know. Palazzo. This is coming from Mississippi Congressman Steve Palazzo. He said for 7 years, the president has gradually expanded his powers through executive overreach. His actions this week take away the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens is just the latest, if not most egregious, violation of the separation of powers found in the United States Constitution. He said Congress must go on record to stand up as an equal branch of the government, both against this president and any future president who attempts to use his authority to write the law instead of enforce the law. Now, that's all sound reasoning to do this. However, why are we doing it now? Do you remember when I said this is, it's an election year, okay? You remember when I said this is where they come out trying to appeal to their base by proposing gun control, and this is where all the other Republicans can come out, trot out, and oppose it. Okay. But it's still sound. I'm of two minds about this. His reasoning, I can't find flaw with this. There is a history of censure resolutions. President Andrew Jackson was the first president to be censured after vetoing a motion to recharter the First Bank of the United States, removing funds from it, and refusing to turn over a document he read to his cabinet when asked by Congress. When President Bill Clinton found himself embroiled in a sex scandal that almost destroyed his presidency, fellow Democrats drafted resolutions of censure on both chambers. In 2014, John Fund wrote in the National Review that Congress can and should consider censure resolutions against Obama for his executive overreach concerning impeachment. There's little to go on with those charges, and it would be viewed as a personal attack on the president. It sort of serves as a yellow card for those of you who might follow soccer. For presidents who may have gone too far in their use of executive authority. That goes for both parties. The Congressional Research Service has identified a number of historical presidents in which the Senate or the House has adopted a resolution of censure or disapproval of a president or other executive or judicial officers. In 1998, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein and 37 co-sponsors introduced a joint resolution in the Senate that enumerated President Clinton's various misdeeds and condemned his wrongful conduct in the strongest terms. Likewise, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic members of the House proposed similar resolutions, declaring that President Clinton's actions fully deserved the censure and condemnation of the American people and Congress. Notice when this was. 1998. That was after Clinton woke up. You know, that was after we got the omnibus crime bill. That was after we got the assault weapons ban. We got the Brady Law, and he woke up. And Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House, and they had control of the Senate. So the Democrats, understandably, went a little crazy on that one. Now, we can get out there and throw a yellow card at the president. That's fine. You know, that's fine. It seems a little odd that we're doing it now. I don't understand why we would do it now. But this is, remember what I said. This is where these people that you, who's heard of Palazzo? Palazzo, everything Palazzo says there, all of that text that I just read you that is credited to him is correct. It is his logic is, beyond reproach. Why are we doing it now? That's my only question. Boy, I've become cynical. I have become so cynical. A few days ago, the Patel home invasion, which happened in Litchfield County, Connecticut. That murder case began there. Ed Peruta wanted to record this. He was there and he was on hand to videotape it. He had to fight in order to be in the court to videotape this. And this brings the question, why wouldn't you want to have somebody videotaping a court proceeding? Turns out there was a 10-minute 911 call from the mother of the shooting victim. There was one mother that was shot. The home invasion, which was carried out on August 6, 2012, in Sharon, Connecticut, found the victim's mother zip-tied and her son Luke dead from multiple gunshot wounds, pleading with the dispatcher for police and an ambulance for 10 minutes. At approximately 6 minutes into the call, she exclaims that she doesn't have a gun and couldn't defend herself in an audible display of despair. Politicians who are protected by armed security details, like Governor Malloy, the Connecticut General Assembly, and Connecticut's federal representatives and senators, continually tell the public that this kind of thing doesn't happen. And recording it and showing them that, well, yeah, it does, that's bad. They're continually told you don't need guns, you just need 911. Or what is it called? Heath, Stop Attack. You need Stop Attack. You need the Stop Attack app on your phone. So they tell you you don't need guns to protect yourself. Then they create infringements against your right to protect, to have guns, to own guns, make it hard for you to own a gun. And then something like this happens, as it inevitably is going to. In the Article 1, Section 15 of the Connecticut Constitution, every citizen has a right to bear arms in defense of himself and the state. Well, of course, that has been infringed upon. And, you know, with a gun, carrying a gun, that's not a guarantee of anything. That's not a guarantee of anything. It's not a default position where, okay, I'm going to win this. But it certainly, carrying a gun actually gives you an option if you can bring it into play. There's no guarantee that a firearm and training would have prevented this law violating deliberate home invasion and murder. But we're sitting now mulling all of this over, never going to know the difference. You know, every day we hear about people successfully defending themselves with a gun. You can think to yourself, this would have probably happened in this case. And if they had 10 minutes to wait for help, you know, when I say the average response time is 11.11 minutes, which is true, that, you know, 11 minutes doesn't sound like that long of a time unless you're zip-tied and you're looking at your son die. Now, that might seem like a long time. 11 minutes might be a long time. Now, in Connecticut, what they've done as far as gun rights there is all the more egregious, because you have a state government run by a man whose son has to plead guilty of similar crimes to what happened in Sharon, Connecticut. But there's a reason why that same politician would want people unarmed in their homes, as horrible and immoral a way to protect his loved ones. Evil is real. Okay? This is coming from Ed Peruta. That's coming from Rich Burgess. Evil is real. The right to armed self-defense is about people being able to use force to defend themselves against that evil. We watch in horror as that evil slaughters unarmed people over and over. We insist upon and will aggressively defend our right to armed self-defense. Ed Peruta says every elected official should have to listen to this audio clip. Right on, Ed. I haven't talked to Ed in a while. I may need to get him to talk about just the fight he had to go through to video this thing. Ed Peruta is the same Peruta that is the start of the last year, started the whole movement that we thought might result in shall issue and constitutional carry in California. And I don't know where that case is. It's been a while since I've talked to Ed. But we're going to flip. Stop attack. We're going to have to do a video of that, Heath. We're going to have to do a stop attack video. Coming up in the next hour when we open up, we're actually going to... There's some horrifying details that are coming out of the Cologne attacks in Germany over New Year's, where the African Middle Eastern descent men that were attacking women, we're getting a better idea of how barbaric they were. And we're going to talk about that because guess what? They're here. And we're going to, talk about that because we might be looking at it here. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.